from those who did not know what they were scripturally and spiritually responding to. Why? Because they've never been the ones who were under attack or for standing up in this good fight of faith. Now, such responses to his post were not that it would stop him. It is the counterfeit of the unifying contagion of brave men. Another person said, so true. And then, bring out the worst in many. Holiness without humility is pride. Lord, help us. Another one said, yup. And finally, I've seen it for years. And on they went. Now, for the most part, this is coming from those who do not understand the workings of the Holy Ghost. They accuse and persecute the brethren, and in this case, with their words, while thinking that they're doing God a service, their statements are a clear spiritual misunderstanding of what real Christian humility actually is all about. Let me ask you, is it not better to be divided by truth than to be united in error? Is it not better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills? I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Well, what of Luke 12:51, where again Jesus said, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. Now, was this prideful, arrogant, or divisive? And of course, I speak as a man. No, scripturally speaking, this was not at all prideful nor arrogant, though it may look like to those who are not in the fight for the souls of men. However, it is very divisive because it is what the truth does in order to unite. When Moses, the meekest man alive, went and confronted Pharaoh and told him to let the children of Israel go, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? No. It was bold obedience to the Lord that he loved in the fight for his people to separate them from the bondage of the Pharaoh and his people. What about King David's brother Eliab saying unto him, I know your pride. This, of course, took place before little David went to the battlefield to face off with a giant named Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God. During this particular time, Saul and his army were standing down when, in fact, David stood up. Was this arrogance, or was this little David fighting to set his people free from their oppressors? Now, just imagine if Eliab's pride, arrogance, and divisiveness would have had its way in attacking David. Goliath and the Philistines would have never been conquered. Now, what about that lone prophet of God, Elijah? You know, the troubler of Israel, said the corrupt King Ahab. Picture Elijah on top of Mount Carmel asking the people how long they were going to continue to falter between the Lord and Baal. Only then would he call down the fire from heaven, which exposed the false prophets of Baal. Again, I ask the question, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? Absolutely not. Just obedience to the Lord that he loved and served in setting his people free. Was Elijah being divisive? Absolutely he was, because this is what the word of God does through his humble servants in a righteous command, directive, and application. Elijah stood up to be counted. He rose to the level of his father's expectations and simply went to the top of the mountain in order to set the record straight as to whom the Lord was in liberating his people from the counterfeits. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Were they being prideful, arrogant, and divisive when they defied Nebuchadnezzar in refusing to bow to his idol? You can rest assured they were accused of all of it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let the trials begin.
Brought together this press conference to make the following announcement, and that is today Kansas is filing a civil suit against the Pfizer Corporation under the Kansas Consumer Protection Act, seeking enhanced civil monetary penalties, damages, and injunctive relief for misleading and deceptive statements made in marketing its COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer also violated previous consent judgments with the state of Kansas, in which Pfizer promised never to use deceptive information to market their products. Kansas's case is the first of a multi-state collaboration, with Kansas being the first of five states to file suit. Before I go further, let me put this in context. As we all know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a great deal of panic and anxiety. Many people who were elderly or who suffered from various medical conditions had already died when the vaccines became available. And when that time came, when the vaccines became available, every one of us had to make two decisions. Am I going to take the vaccine? And if so, which vaccine will I choose to take? And these decisions were being made in a hurry. In some ways, you could say even being made under duress. In such an environment, it is imperative that Kansans making that decision receive the truth. They needed the truth. All Americans needed the truth. And in multiple respects, Pfizer did not provide the truth.
Of course not.
Much of the information in this lawsuit came out as a result of a FOIA lawsuit seeking information from Pfizer that still had not been made public. And it was only a result of that effort that some of the information in this lawsuit is available. I urge everyone to read the 69-page complaint that goes into great detail about the specific statements that were made and the misleading nature of those statements.
Okay, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out what that was all about, friends. We all know it was about hurry up, let's get this done, let's throw it on the people, let's create the crisis, let's create panic, and then what we'll do is after we create the panic through the virus that they called, right, it's interesting to note that they had the resolve shortly thereafter. Once they seen that the people would comply, they were all about forcing the whole agenda, and it's exactly, friends, it's exactly what they did. Every given step of the way. And it's really sad to say that in America today, people for the most part don't know the difference when it comes to who they should trust. I mean, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, right? And in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. We're supposed to trust the Lord, right? Yeah, that's right. But what happens when we trust man? That curse ensues, right? Well, just to prove the point all the more, friends, as to what happens when the people do nothing, take a look as to what's going on here. This mentally ill, unstable monster named Bill Gates is now working with the U.S. military to sneak. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? It was a different piece here. Forgive me. It was a different piece here. And this is what it was. But Bill Gates is talking about doing the same exact thing, friends, as far as using the military to basically go after anti-vaxxers. Well, there's more anti-vaxxers than there was those that took the vaccination, which only proves the point. They tell the people that a majority of the people easily took the shot, but there were those that didn't. And they're the responsible party for the deaths of those that died from what they call coronavirus. Right. Although it has a 99.997 recovery rate on its own, it's a cold strain, friends. Okay, they embellished it, they bolstered it, they made it a lot bigger than what it really was, and they used the mainstream media to do that to profit from the crisis that they were creating. Right? Remember, order out of chaos. Well, what if they want to genocide people? Well, that's what they did. Again, some people will just say, Bradley, we already know this, but it's still coming out, friends, and it's important that you understand that they plan to do it again. Here's the peoplesvoice.com. COVID vaccine inventor blows whistle. mRNA was designed to depopulate the world. Okay? I didn't make it up. I didn't just create this out of thin air, friends. These are the ones that are actually responsible for creating the issue, the crisis, right? And for those that think it's not going to happen again, I want to tell you it's already in play because if you take a look up on the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, what's the headline here? AMG-news.com breaks out urgent update, breaking news alert, CDC, criminal CDC, who was under investigation back in 2015, somehow or another has been given a pass to put themselves in such a position that they're some sort of demigod. Now everybody needs to bow to them. See, now if your government, which is the people held the representatives responsible to actually go forth with this investigation into CDC, you wouldn't happen to be dealing with the CDC today, right? But again, let's go back to the headline. Breaking news alert, CDC expands testing at U.S. international airports. Unprecedented CDC action at LaGuardia Airport. All passengers swabbed amid mysterious health alert. This was August 3rd, which means that was just 2 days ago. Now, according to Johns Hopkins University, again, I just want to make clear that everybody understands that the bad guys mean to do it again. And the way that they mean to do it again is because the people thought that if they complied, that the tyrants would just go away. No, you added strength to their tyranny when you gave way to their unlawful, unconstitutional orders. Did you hear what I said? They never had the right to do it in the first place. They assumed authority that was never given unto them. And some of you out there, you went and bent the knee because that's who you serve is your fear, rather than departing from iniquity and dealing with the wicked by bringing judgments upon their head. Isaiah 51 verse 4. Okay? But this is what's going on. They're continuously pushing forth their agenda. They mean to keep causing more and more fear. And what's interesting about this is most people are not paying attention to the fact that J.D. Vance, the new vice presidential pick under the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, he's also an investor into big pharmaceutical companies. So what they've done, friends, is they've given you two choices. They didn't give you all your choices, the thousand that are overlooked concerning the presidential contenders. They gave you two choices, and this is what communists do, folks. They only give you a handful of choices. But what if all the choices that have been given unto us, every one of them is inconsistent with who we are as a people in this country? In other words, they're illegitimate. That's what the communists do. They give you a choice, but it's not all the choices that we need to be made. As a matter of fact, those that have been given choice to the American people, in many cases, they belong in court standing for the American people as their jurors to bring justice upon their heads, Isaiah 26, verse 9. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues.
Our country is being destroyed daily.
There are people in power.
Gold and silver is the answer.
Values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We all know that, right? Yep, that's why we follow our Creator. We follow His Son, the great liberator of men who are in bondage to their sin. He is the deliverer. He is the redeemer. He is the propitiation for the sins of the world, right? Doesn't the Bible tell us in John 8:32 that he whom the Son maketh free is free indeed? That's right, to do the right thing. Christian freedom, friends, is freedom from sin, not freedom to sin, okay? One is grace and one is false grace. Which one do you think that falls to? Real grace says freedom from sin is grace because it empowers us to overcome, right? Absolutely it does. We're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Also read, that's Romans 8:37, and then I was just thinking of Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Amen. Hallelujah. Also put that up against 1 Corinthians 9:27, just coming to my aid as we're speaking here. I was just highlighting the fact that friends in Kansas right now, they're filing a lawsuit against Pfizer, and yet as I continuously told you, over the last 3 years, they're going to do this again unless you bring them to justice. And again, remember, judgment guards our liberties, and without judgment or justice, they're going to do it again. And guess what they're planning on doing again? They're planning on doing it again. As a matter of fact, what they're doing right now is they are doing it again. I was just telling you during the last segment at the airport, LaGuardia Airport in New York, they swabbed the passengers. Hey, guess what, friends? They don't have any authority doing that. Your God-given rights don't stop the minute that you go into the airport. Americans since September 11th, the American people have allowed them to establish something called the TSA to create a police state, right? Instead of just walking through a detector where you can fly into the airport, literally, I mean, moving fast, right? And now what they do, friends, is they have foreigners there that are actually putting their hands on you. Oh, but first remember, you're going through one of those Soros's financed scanners that are no good for your body. the American people allowed that to happen, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. So what do you think they're going to do when you allow them to violate your God-given rights? And don't tell me about how your rights have been taken away. They're not taken away. They're forfeited. Okay, period. They're God-given rights. You must fight to maintain your God-given rights, just like those that sacrifice themselves to give them unto us. Read 1 Timothy 6:2. Okay, but look at this. I just got done telling you, friends, during the end of the last segment, John Hopkins said that the very virus within itself is in the swab. Okay, see, this is the Hegelian dialect once again. Well, we're just going to take a test. Well, they don't tell you that in this swab test, friends, outside of the fact they've already got you set on a narrative that has completely been falsified every step of the way. So they've already taken you two steps in to say, well, just in case, let's go ahead and swab you. Well, what they're not telling you is it's inside the swab. Don't ask me about the PCR test. I'm not the professional here. I'm just the one conveying to you that this has not gone away. And we already know the truth of the matter. The majority of the American people and people on a worldwide basis already know the truth of the matter. I was just noticing on social media platforms, people talking about up to a number of 45 people they know that have died. Yeah, folks, there's not a family. I don't know of a family out there that doesn't know of somebody that didn't die shortly thereafter taking the experimental jab. I don't know of one. And what's interesting is I just highlighted last week how there's these lunatics, these madmen that are allowed to somehow or another dictate the insane asylum called the American people that allow this to go on, that saying that to the unvaccinated, they're the ones responsible for all the people dying. When in fact, they are accusing you of what they're guilty of. Revelation 12:10. Read it. The accuser of the brethren. What do? They accuse you of what they're guilty of. That's what's at play here. Also put that up against Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Come on, guys. My goodness, I'm putting my neck out there every week, not looking to be compensated or to receive the approbation or man of man in trying to get you the information that you know in conscience, which means with knowledge, is true. Hey, guys like me, we need your help because guys like me know that we can't do this without you. The Lord intended for you to respond to his commandments, right? Not suggestions. And in the process of that, we need to come together because we can do this. But if we don't realize that it's going to take just more than one person to do this, hey, friends, and I'm talking about me here, it's my job to work myself out of a job, and I'm looking for those people that are willing to take on and understand that sheep begat sheep. I'm working myself out of a job because I'm not looking for followers here. That's Christ. That's my job, is to point my finger at him. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. Not to cause you to follow me, but in a right way in following Christ, because that's what a real follower of Christ is. He is a leader. Right? We all need to understand that we can, listen to me, not maybe, but we can, under God, do this. This is nonsense what's going on. Here, let me highlight something else here for you. This other option is, I was just talking about it. Now look at that. You got Kamala Harris, who's a whore in the spiritual and in the natural. She's given to you as an option. I highlighted on the weekend that on Saturday's show from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time, that Joe Biden, I have the video, I played the video, where not one person showed up in support of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. I told you that after the presidential inaugural address, when Kamala Harris went back to a county, Orange County in Los Angeles, California, where there's 7 million people, I shared with you that only 3 people showed up. This is a woman that they claim that has less than 1% approval rating. I don't believe in any of that. And what I was just telling you, friends, is this is what the Russians do. Well, you got either Kamala Harris, who is a whore, she's a sellout, and you know she's a Judas goat, Luke 22:48. You know that's what she is. But what are the other options? The father of the vaccine or his VP pick, who's that? J.D. Vance, who is what? A pharmaceutical investor. Do you see how you're being set up again? And this isn't even picking the lesser of two evils, friends. This is the option of two evils that are both on the same team. WWE at its very worst. Those are your options. And that's another way for you to think about it. But speaking of Kamala Harris, I want you to see this. Kamala Harris, okay, criminal Kamala Harris, says reducing the population will enable children to breathe clean air and drink clean water. Well, here, folks, again, if you go to Kamala Harris, she's an advocate for the abortion industry, the murder of children. God said, thou shalt not murder. 13:20 of Exodus. Also, Proverbs 6:17 comes to my aid. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Well, you say, well, my other option is Donald Trump. But wait a second. Donald Trump gave $650 million more to Planned Parenthood, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis through his first omnibus bill, the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. He was giving money from Americans to foreign lands, redistribution of wealth to murder children in other countries as well. That was all. I've showed these things to you. I'm not making it up. You say you don't believe the mainstream media, but yet I have to show you what the mainstream media is reporting. And the fact of the matter is, it is happening. And who's responsible for it? Did you know that one of the first acts, according to CNS News, was is Donald Trump reneged on his promise to stop abortion? Of course he did. Of course he did. When are the American people going to wake up? Here, I just want you to see this to prove the point. We're going to go to the next point in just a moment. Here's the Washington Times. Planned Parenthood under Donald Trump reports increase of government funding for abortion. Okay, I'm showing you the links. And of course, they report these on the back page so nobody sees them. Nope, I'm just the guy to dig it up and show it to you, friends. Because, again, I love you enough, and I love the innocent babies and the woman enough to actually stand up and magnify the law against those that are trying to genocide them. And I started this, friends, because I just highlighted the fact that Kamala Harris said reducing the population. Wait a second. What is she talking about? Reducing the population. What is she talking about? She's got to be talking about the genocide called this virus. See, folks, if you pay attention, they'll always catch themselves. As that old saying goes, just give them an inch and they'll take you a mile. What do? They blurt the truth out in their confusion, and it's exactly what this whore is doing once again. And she is a whore in both the natural and the spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14. I mean, one day she's hanging out with Montel Williams. One day she's hanging out with the former governor of mayor of San Francisco, and before you know it, she's being promoted. Why do you think she's being promoted, friends? Because scoundrels are the ones that can be controlled, said Benito Mussolini. And every dictator knows that. And you can put that right up against 1 Kings 13:33. Going to come right back. I'm just trying to cover what we didn't cover over the last couple days, friends, and making you aware of the issues that we have to deal with. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet
internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is where we came from, what we're doing, what we've been doing over the last 25 years, and what we're continuously doing. And in the process, if you go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there's 13 to 15 articles from contributors that are a part of the culture war, such as those in the Bible, as the sons of Issachar knew the times. That's exactly what these guys are, from preachers to constitutional attorneys to former military, so on and so forth. Folks, these are people that are credible, period. And the bottom line is that is a good news source, no question about it. When people ask me all the time, you know, where do we go for good news material, and it's like, well, I, you know, we did put up SonsOfLibertyMedia.com for a reason, and there was a reason, folks, that it was rated number 11,000 right out of the gate, and we had over 750,000 unique visitors the first month, and then the second month 850,000, and then the third month 1 million, and then all of a sudden we became an outlet that was illegally censored by big tech companies. So that should tell you how credible our information is, so much so that we're being discredited, okay, or we're being censored or suppressed by who? Fact checkers. You know who the fact checkers are? CIA agents. You know who the fact checkers are, friends? Former CNN, Communist Network News, former employees for CNN. No joke. Who is Snopes? That's a CIA operation, just so you know. Look at Mike Adams suing all of these people for illegally censoring and violating the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. That's who we are. Okay, so if you want good news, that's where you have to go. Credible news source, that's where we have to go. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, that's why we set the page up. Now, I want to move on here because, friends, what I think people need to understand is, because I caught myself on Saturday talking about a guy named Eric Little. And when I'm led that way, Romans 8:14, I know the Lord's leading me to something, and I love it. And sure enough, it was another one. It's like, Lord, I love when you do that. But I want to first start off with this before I get to that point. And I'll get to that point in just a moment concerning what it is that I'm talking about and when a faithful witness is found within the ranks of the ungodly. What does it look like? Well, he's the guy that's going against the grain. He's the guy that's going against the flow. But before that, again, let me kick this off real quick. True humility is this: power under God's control. Do you guys remember Moses in the book of Exodus? Do you remember that when he was commanded, not suggested, but commanded by God, that he and his brother, they go to the face of Pharaoh, okay? And who had the strongest military might in the world during that particular time. And do you remember in Exodus 5, do you remember that he told him, the meekest man alive, right? Power under control. Moses commanded the Pharaoh to let my people go, the children of Israel. You all remember that? Yeah, so there's meekness. It's the power under control, under God's control. I want to give you another definition of what true humility is. It's not trying to be something you are not. It's being who God has created you to be. Okay, in Christ, not outside of Christ. But true humility gives God glory. Okay, true humility will give glory to God. False humility gives glory to self. And oftentimes what you find is they're hiding behind fear. The fear of man, which brings a snare, it tells us in Proverbs 20. Well, recently a said friend of mine posted on his site, I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man often brings among division. Okay, really? Well, keep in mind there's pros and cons to that too, because Jesus said, think not that I come to bring peace, but a sword. What does the sword do? It divides the truth from error. And it can work in a positive way, and it can work in a negative way. Oftentimes to the natural man, when the word of God and the spirit of God is working, it's interesting. They look at it as a negative rather than as a positive. Let me give you an example, because this is coming to my aid even now. And I'm thinking of Hebrews 4:13. And when I go to Hebrews 4:13, what does it say? It says, I'm going to go, oh, no, that's not what I wanted. I wanted to just, here, I'll just go to 4. That's what I'll do first and foremost. And then what I'm going to do is scroll down. It tells us in verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and in the intents of the heart. Okay. Then he goes on in verse 13, neither is there any creature, okay, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees all things, okay? And there's those that end up in hell for those that continuously go on in their sin, right? That are offended at the Spirit. Remember, the Bible says the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. But it also says, friends, I am carnal, sold under sin. And when that commandment comes, sin revives. And if you have the mind of Christ, you're going to know the difference, because you're going to be born again of the Spirit of John 3:3, right? Read the Bible, because I'm giving you reference for everything we're talking about here. And when you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to have the mind of Christ. And you're going to continuously grow in that grace, 2 Peter 3:18. So when the Spirit does his work to a carnal man, oftentimes it looks negative. That's all I'm trying to say here. For example, I just told you that this post that this individual put up on his site is, I learned long ago that the pride and arrogance of just one man often brings division among many men. Yep, in a good way. And that's the way I mean to bring it, right? Separating the sheep from the goats, Matthew 25. The righteous from the unrighteous, 2 Corinthians 6:14 to the end of the chapter. I can go on and on. Ezekiel 44:23. Those that are called Christians are called to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defied, okay? Or profane. That means irreverent towards the things of God. Again, just making clear. But isn't it interesting that this individual said, after my post, and I'll get to that in a moment, I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man. Do you guys remember in 1 Samuel 17? Do you guys remember when King David, little David, the stripling, the youth that was out there taking care of the sheep cot, he was watching the sheep, right? Remember he was babysitting the sheep? And remember he said before he went out to the field to deal with the Goliath that King Saul would not deal with, nor would the armies of Israel deal with, nor would his brothers deal with. Keep that in mind. Hold that thought. Go back. Remember, David was raised up by God. How? As he was watching over the sheep, he fought off a bear and a lion. And when he went out to the field, isn't it interesting? The first thing that happened is his brother Joab came up to him. And what did he say to him? The one that was being led of the Spirit of God to do what nobody else was willing to do. What did the stripling say to his brother? Is there not a cause? But what did Joab say to him? He said to him, I know your pride. He said, I know your pride. Wait a second, my pride? That's when King David, little David said, is there not a cause? And see, this is what I'm talking about, making distinction between the spirit and the carnal man. When he went out onto the field, he was being led by the Spirit of God, and carnal man, namely his brother, tried to put a stop to it by calling him prideful and arrogant. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Here, I want to tell you, giving you my experience once again, how many times I have heard people that should have known better, oh, you love the attention you get. Oh, Bradley, we know your pride. It's like, let me ask you something. Do you have any idea what it feels like when you have the national news outlets gathering up against you? Do you have any idea what it feels like when New York Times shows up when you're preaching at the state fair because he's an investigator and he wants to go ahead and try to find fault with you? Do you know what it feels like when you're being lied to continuously, when you're being mocked, when you're being kicked in the teeth because you love people enough to tell them what they don't want to listen to? Does anybody understand what it feels like when you go online and you Google search a guy's name and there's nothing true about what's being said about him? Does anybody understand what that feels like? Nope. But it's interesting when you stand up and you do it, the first thing that people do is they turn around and say, look at that prideful, arrogant dude. He's doing what we were unwilling to do, and we don't want the rest of the world to see that. We don't want them to see our hypocrisies, Numbers 13 and 14. We don't want them to see, though we call ourselves Christians, we don't want them to see the lack of Christianity. And by Bradley going out there and being bold and following his God, and loving God enough to actually obey him, because to whom much is forgiven, loves much. It is absolutely amazing to me the people that would turn around and accuse me of something that is absolutely untrue, and it never even crossed my mind. The only reason I'm here today, let me tell you, friends, is because I'm willing. That's it. That's it. God doesn't use us for our abilities. He uses us for our availabilities. And I see what he saved me from. And truth be told, even what's in my heart right now, if I know that he saved me from my sin, and I seen what he had to do by faith, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and keeping our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, how can I not serve him? When I go into the natural, I go to a veteran memorial like Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C., and I see what those... Here, let me stop there. I need you to hear this. Every time we go into Washington, D.C., I have to take my kids over to Arlington. Last time we didn't make it. We didn't have the time. We really didn't. But every time I go to Arlington Cemetery, I got to take a step away from everybody else. And I got to look up across that field of the fallen who did and believed that they did the right thing in upholding the laws found within the Constitution so that we could remain a free people. Did it ever cross my mind that they're being arrogant and prideful and cocky? Absolutely not. Did I ever think that of Martin Luther King? Absolutely not. Or John Kennedy? Absolutely not. Or Robert Kennedy? Absolutely not. Or anybody else that was willing to stand up for the truth? Matter of fact, when they were all assassinated, friends, and you know they were assassinated by your government, it was reported that three lights went out in our nation. Yep, and the people let the truth fall in the street that day. On the days of those assassinations, they let it go. That's why we're in trouble. Read Isaiah 59. Going back to Arlington Cemetery, where John F. Kennedy's buried, by the way. I'll come right back to it. I didn't know a break was coming up on me. Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm going to make this point. I'm not going to leave it. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly. Enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are just talking about how true humility gives glory to God. And I was also putting in parallel how, because I made a certain post, some guy comes out and says, I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man often brings division among many people. This is a guy that claims to be a Christian who has no idea what the word means. The word know Christ means to partake as a man and a woman, spiritually speaking. Okay? You know, when he posted this guy... about something that I had said, it was interesting that he said pride and arrogance. And I just gave the analogy of Moses, and then I gave one of King David, who was willing to go out and do what nobody else was willing to do because they were all afraid of Goliath, the giant. But he went out and did it anyways, didn't he? Yep. And then I went fast forward all the way to Arlington Cemetery. And I just was conveying to you what courage looks like. You know, many cases, a lot of them didn't live. And it's interesting as well, they didn't take their counsel from the fear of man, they took their counsel from the fear of God, and because of it cost their life. But if without the shedding of their blood, we wouldn't be here today. But the question is how do so many people see the price paid for their freedoms and yet allow the corruption to take place across the Potomac River? Isn't that insane? You know, politicians should be sworn in, by the way, on the grounds of Arlington Cemetery. And it should be televised throughout the whole country. You want to bring resolve to the country's issues? Show men the price paid for the freedoms they have. Period. 2 Corinthians 5:15. But what I wanted to convey more than anything, friends, is look at those men. Look at they were willing to do to give us what we have. And because they were the ones that were willing to do what nobody else is willing to do, Isn't it interesting? You don't see anybody standing around their grave saying, look at their arrogance. Look at that. Look at how they divided so many people. But this is what people expect. This is why there's no resolve. And I got to say to people too, you got to understand something. We're not here to be leaders of consensus. We're here to be the molder of consensus. Men follow courage. They don't follow titles. But in America, now they follow titles and they what? They regurgitate and they ostracize men of courage. They have it completely backwards. Bold-hearted men, whom the world calls prideful, arrogant, and divisive, are always called so by cowards, period. I don't care if people like it or not. It's true. I live it every day of my life. You know, when King David said that he sought those that were, you know, he said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that talk about walking in the fear of the Lord or being a partaker of the fear of the Lord. They have no idea what it means. It means they're afraid they better do something that the Lord is saying, because if not, then they're going to go to hell. That's not at all what I'm talking about. That's diabolical. I'm talking about a filial love. We do what we do to please the Lord in all things at all times. That's the fear of the Lord. That's a child that's joint heir with Christ. That's those that are named by the Lord, not servants, but friends of Jesus Christ. There's a difference, man. There's a difference. This last week, on Saturday, going now fast forward, when a faithful witness is found within the ranks of the ungodly, he shines like a diamond. Because there's too many people that are just going the wrong direction and they're okay with it. And the reason they're going the wrong direction is because everybody else is doing it. There's your first problem. 1 Corinthians 15:33 tells us, evil company or bad company corrupts good character. There's four types of people in your life: those that add to, take away, multiply, or divide. But you better keep in mind, you better have the heart of God and understanding what love is and what righteousness is. Because there's a big, huge difference. There's a carnal love and there's a godly birth love by the Holy Ghost who's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Most don't even know what I'm talking about. To them, they just turn me off because I'm talking Chinese to them. Yep. Read 1 John 4 and 5. There's the voice of God and there's the voice of the world. They know the voice of the world, but they don't know the voice of the Spirit of God because they don't know the word. You want to hear the Spirit of God? The voice of a stranger I will not follow. Why? Because they follow the Christ and they know the good voice of the shepherd, and a stranger they will not follow. You want to know how you hear the voice of God? Read his word. You know, some people like to read the word of God in Hebrew. They like to read it in Greek, so on and so forth. I like to read the word of God in the Holy Ghost. That's what I like. I ask the Lord all the time, Lord, I want a clean screen. Teach me righteous judgment. Teach me good judgment. Motivate me by the love of God. Because as he is, so are we in this world. And it's the job of the Holy Ghost to renew us and to regenerate us. Titus 3:5. That's what he does. As we grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. Let me get to this. On Saturday, I started catching myself talking about a guy named Eric Little. This is so far and few between. Let me say this. You know what the problem with the country is, folks? Nobody stands up against the evil. That's the problem. You know what the church's job is to do, friends? Is to reprove, to protest, and to deal with the evil, especially in a country where you are, by God, the law. But how are the American people? How have they been brainwashed? Well, they follow and they wait upon the narrative of the bad guys. They want to know what they're going to do to them next. Rather than them following the narrative and being led by the Spirit of God, not waiting around for what the bad guy's doing, but waiting for the voice of the Lord to tell us how we're supposed to deal with the bad guys. That's the narrative we should set, because that's the narrative that our forefathers set. Period. But let me go back to this. In a world full of treachery, unfaithfulness and covenant to God, and betrayal to the God who gave so much, John 3:16, how few there are who understand what it means to bear their cross. There's a true story told of Eric Little, about 75 years ago, a godly man who did something very remarkable. Eric Little of Scotland refused to run in a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which his faith taught him, it's the fourth commandment, right? Remember to keep the Sabbath, which his faith taught him would violate the Sabbath day. See, Eric wouldn't dishonor his God, nor would he dishonor the word of God, which is the same, and it's one and the same, right? Because he obeyed out of love towards the Lord, what did the people of his country do? They labeled Eric Little as a traitor. And as we know from the Academy Award-winning film Chariots of Fire, Little, in obedience to the Lord, managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race that he had been scheduled to run to the 400 meters. Read Hebrews 2:4 when you get a moment. By the way, the 400-meter, Eric Little did not train. See, Eric's extremity in obedience to God was the Lord's opportunity to work a miracle in his life. As long as there's strength within you to bring about a miracle, God will never rot it. But when the impossible is in front of you and only the Lord can answer you, that's where you're going to find your faith, not in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Can I get an amen? If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down, because I'm having church up in here. Amen. Did you know that Little won that race and was showered with Olympic glory? Did you know that in the end, the Lord was glorified in honoring the very servant and son who honored his word, John 12:26? See, this was for all the world to see. The Lord didn't do this in secret no more than he did the crucifixion of his son, Jesus Christ. The whole world knows of it. And he meant it to be so. See, because Eric was not a traitor to his country, but rather faithful to his God. And I have to ask the question, and I want to lay it to your candor at the end of the show. Who were the traitors? The people that told him to dishonor God and obey them. What did Eric do? He obeyed God. And at the end of the day, who was converted? Was it Eric Little, or was it the people that didn't know the difference? Because seeing men like this stand up and take precedent in obedience to God is as rare as it gets today. See, the people who were angry with Eric for obeying the Lord, if Eric had obeyed the people's voice rather than the Lord would never have been glorified. See, Eric followed in the steps of those who went before him in the faith, Hebrews 13:7. Like Noah, like Moses, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, King David, Daniel, Gideon, Samson, the list goes on. They were all men that were willing to stand alone in the face of the odds because like John Knox rightly said, the prophet from Scotland, he was absolutely right when he said this. And this is how I'm going to end the show. A man with the Lord is always in the majority. See, there's first three moves to every move of God. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. That's where most people quit. And then it's done. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. And then it's done. P.S. That's faith. And I want to tell you this too, friends. The world is waiting to see who you serve. Give the Lord an opportunity to show the rest of the world as to who you serve. Because nobody else can do it for you. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.